You can't beat this weather, folks. It's gorgeous. Talking a little bit later in the show about the rescheduled St. Anthony's Festival. We went to the festival, and little difference in temperatures, though. I had kind of a jacket on, unlike the old days of Labor Day, but hey, it was a good time. We'll talk about that and a lot more topics at the end of the show. Good morning, everybody. It's a Dog With You Weber this week on a Monday, the 13th of October, 2014. As we do on this show, we always bring in guests to talk about different topics, and today is no exception. A couple of fine ladies who are dressed in bling. They've got the bling working. Jan Carosello and Debbie Parado. First off, ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Would not miss this opportunity. Of course, I had heard from my good friend Ted Flock regarding the Trinity Church, which, of course, has a long history, as you know. Both you should know. I got to say, with all due respect, the Trinity Church has got to be one of the most photographed churches in the history of mankind. I see more people on Bayard Street taking that shot across the water, and it's just a phenomenal sight. And I know even in our collection, since I've been a Seneca Falls guy, I've even taken pictures of it from that. It's just amazing, and it's got a long history. And before we get into the event coming up a week from next Friday at the Gould, Debbie and Jan, I don't care who takes it, but talk about the damages you had, experienced it with the weather situation, with the roof issue. You had a fundraiser raising money, and things are back in normal. Talk a little bit about what transpired and all the people that came to help out that cause, as far as wants to take it.
Well, we had a microburst, if you remember that spring.
Sure do.
And we thought that roof was good. The microburst took it off. We had a lot of serious damage. Mm. Particularly, it was leaking over the organ. Mm. And the front part of the church, you know, it was very serious. So we were forced into having a major campaign, mm-hmm. and for which we are so grateful to the village of Seneca Falls, or the town, I should say.
Yeah.
They came through for us. We raised the funds. The state helped, you know, and we have a nice new roof.
I remember having driven by there, since I, of course, live nearby. I saw the famous blue tarp, and it was kind of nice to see the tarp finally come off. Right, Debbie?
Yes, it did finally come off.
Now, the Trinity Church, of course, has a long history, and it's got a phenomenal attraction from people that come into town, but as far as you folks that attend that church and are a part of that, talk a little bit about the history of the Trinity Church. It dates back a long time. And, of course, talk a little bit, Jan, a little bit about the history of the Trinity.
Well, it started across the canal, you know, mm-hmm. in the old building that's still standing. That's the original church.
I
that was Westcott
that.
Rule.
Okay, sure.
And
right.
they outgrew it, mm. which is a, you know, pretty phenomenal thing. But way back then, they decided that they needed a new structure. Minders gave the land, and the new church came into being, and we were on a bluff above the village.
Okay.
The village was down in the flats,
wow.
as they called it. Huh. Well, that all changed, of course, when the canal came through. Mm. The water came to us,
yeah, right.
and you know, many of the buildings were taken out, but we've been a thriving church for all those years.
Mm. Fantastic. Jan Carosella, Debbie Parada are my special guests this morning on The Weber Show. We hope that you all had a great weekend. By the way, today is a day off. I think schools are closed today, aren't they? Yeah. And, of course, if I had a dream about having worked at Gould's for 44 years, the only full-time job I ever had, if I didn't work at Gould's, I wanted to be a banker. They're off again today. The banks are closed. I mean, they seem like they're closed every other day. I mean, I don't know how much money those folks make, but they get a lot of time off. I'm just kidding you. I love to pick on the bankers. But they're off today. The teachers are home. The kids are having fun. So, and it's hard to believe. Here we are, mid-October, and the weather pattern's been pretty good. And I tell you, we had a gorgeous weekend, a gorgeous weekend. And we're going to take a break right now and on the show, and we'll get back talking to Jen and also Debbie about the reason they're here to talk about the big fundraiser Bling Baby called Denim and Diamonds. It should be a spectacular evening. We'll be back to talk to Jan and Debbie after we take our break and hear from our great sponsors. Huger Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls, Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater and Lions, as well as the Newark Pilots, a minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. Lizard's Tailgater Lounge, Waterloo. Best Mott Sticks around, where you can enjoy a drink and some laughs. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. Awesome 18-hole layout, offering a 12-month payment plan. Home of the toughest par four in central New York. Wilson Press, WPress.com. Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend, and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Rich Rickey, Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Dog with you. Another edition of Weber This Week, live on FingerLakes1.com, our weekly feature coming up at 9:30 every Monday morning. Before we get back to Jan and Debbie talking about the Trinity Church Annual Gala, just a reminder of upcoming guests. Next week, we're going to have the police show up here. Yeah, I know many of you are hoping they bring cuffs to take me away for 20 years, but all kidding aside, we're going to have Stu Pinstra, who I've never met personally. He is the chief of police of the town of Seneca Falls. And Tim Snyder, why are we having them in here to talk about police, how they're doing? But also, they reached an accreditation, which puts their policies and procedures, and it reminds me of ISO 9001 when I was with Gould. That took a lot of work, too. But Tim Snyder led a team, and they got accredited, and they were just honored recently. And by the way, only 20% of all police departments in the state of New York, which is pretty mind-boggling, the Seneca Falls Town Police Department here in Seneca Falls got the accreditation. Pretty amazing stuff. So Stu Pinstra, the chief of police, will be here along with Tim Snyder. They'll be on the couches, we like to say on this show, next Monday morning. Then the following week, you know, this casino, Lago, will it go through? Will they get selected? Who will win it? Will it be Johnson City? Will it be Traditions? Or will it be Lago? A lot of people are for it. A lot of people seem to be against it. We had the people that are against it on the show several weeks ago. The Dollies came in and said, in 28,000 words or less, why they're against it. We also want to get the other side. Why are they for it? Well, who better to talk to than a person that could hit a three iron from where his business is? Gary Schlegel, the McGee Diner owner, good friend of mine who I frequent a lot, will be in on the 27th on the couch saying why he thinks it's a great idea for the casino to be built in entire New York. And then the following week, November 3rd, a special to people that I've been friends with a long time. The owners of the Bellhurst Castle, the Reeder family, Kevin and his wife Ellen, will be on the couch. And having personally been involved with events at the Bellhurst Castle, a wedding, a 70th surprise birthday party for my wife, even though it wasn't a surprise, she doesn't miss nothing at Mary. All of a sudden, we're going to talk about the Bellhurst Castle. That's coming up on a special show, November the 3rd. Ellen and Kevin Reeder will be our special guest. Well, ladies, the Trinity Church Annual Gala, I love the name of the gala event. Denim and diamonds, and you both have come in with splendid looks this morning, and let's talk about it. It's Gould Hotel coming up a week from Friday, the 24th. It's $40 a person. It starts at 6 o'clock. The music's going to be by the Destination Duel. Also, tickets are available at the church. Mm-hmm. In addition, you can get them at Robinette's, the coffee shop. There's going to be a silent auction, raffles, and got a chance to win a real diamond. Courtesy of my buddy Robinette's, who, by the way, we've had on the show several weeks ago because they celebrated 70 years in business. Yeah. So talk about the event. You guys are excited about it.
Yes, we are.
Very.
How much work has gone into putting that together? I'm sure a lot.
Lots of work. Every week, meetings. We've got all kinds of people helping us. Mm-hmm. We've been very busy.
I can imagine. So now, the denim and diamond idea, who took credit for that name? I liked it. It's a nice touch.
We got together with Sharon up at the hotel.
Okay, sure.
And told her, you know, what we were interested. She came up with the name.
Nice.
Apparently, she has seen this happen other places, and it was successful. So we decided, why invent the wheel if something was very successful? And it's a fun concept.
And the idea is to wear denim if you want to wear jeans.
Sure.
I like that.
Or you can dress up.
Obviously, the money raised from the fundraiser will go to the needs of the church. The outreach, okay.
Particularly the outreach.
Talk a little bit about that. What is that?
Well, we have a history
of
helping others.
Okay.
I mean, you can go all the way back to the flu epidemic, you know,
right.
In the early 1900s. Trinity stepped up, and we became sort of a clinic where, you know, townspeople were brought.
Sure.
We've helped people. We know of one woman. She'll remain nameless, but we provided her scholarship so that she could go to nursing school.
Really?
And those are just two historical things. Right now, we are very involved with the House of Concern.
Excellent.
I'm sure you know the need.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's tremendous. And we have several ways that we help them.
Sure.
You can.
Every month we give food to the House of Concern. We have some people that are working at the boutique and at the thrift shop. Some people in the congregation go each month when Food Link comes in. They need help. So we have a Team Trinity that goes and helps to distribute the food. But what we'd like to do now, a lot of what we've done before is really just helping, giving of our time.
Right.
And we'd like to be in a position by doing this gala every year that we'd be able to monetarily be able to do more. We have a neighbor's dinner out at the church that we do once a month, and we'd like to be able to expand that a little bit. There's been talk of maybe expanding it to reach shut-ins where they could deliver food to homes of people that could not come.
Well, it sounds like I love the name. I love the fact that, you know, you folks at the church do so much, and you want to continue to keep that motion. Mm-hmm. And there are so many worthwhile causes out there, as you both all know. I come to mind. Trevor's Gift is one that sticks in about the backpacks, you know, for the kids. And I think it's phenomenal. Jimmy?
I was just going to say that, you know, hooking up with Sharon and the Gould is a great move because she has a flair, Sharon Holtland, of putting together unique events. She does a fashion show each spring, which is wildly popular. You wouldn't think a fashion show would be as popular as that has been. And so there's, you know, instead of just saying we're doing this fundraiser, there's a theme to it. There's something unique. And anytime you can spend some time at the Gould, it's I just love it because you're right in the middle of downtown. So you're not you know, heading, you know, to the outskirts of town to a party house or something like that. You are right downtown.
Yep.
And so I really am fond of Sharon and think she does a great job with these events. So anybody listening today should be looking to check this out because I guarantee they'll have a good time.
And just dawned on me, she should be a future guest of the show.
No, absolutely.
We should get her on. Well, that's great. You know, and I notice on the information, I don't see anything where it says the type of food you're serving. Is it going to be a buffet or sit-down dinner?
We are having a sit-down dinner family style.
I like that.
Yep. So family you style. Can, you know, take as much or as little as you want or need. Chicken parm.
Oh, very
is
nice.
Is the
very nice
the plated salad.
Very nice.
If you like chocolate mousse.
Yeah, I've been known to have a little bit of that in my time,
We're going to finish up with that.
That's my second best dessert. My number one dessert is lemon meringue. When is
Me
that?
Too.
The crust has got to be that high, though. Those were the good days. Jan Carosello and Debbie Perotto are our special guests this morning on the Weber Show. Hope you had a nice weekend. Before we get back to Debbie and to Jan, we're going to talk about a couple other topics. It's last night, of course, the induction ceremony of the 2014 class. Of Miners Academy was done at the New York Chiropractic College. And Jimmy, of course, was shooting the video here on FingerLakes1.com. So if you didn't make the event, just click on FingerLakes1.com. You'll see it on the homepage. Click it, and there you go. You get a chance to see the ceremony. And want to congratulate all the new inductees. I know every year there's a great class that comes in, and a lot of the people I've talked to, being a Miners graduate myself, certainly it is a heartfelt feeling when you get selected. The criteria is not easy, but I think that they've done a great job, and I think Rod Verkey and his committee have done an outstanding job of limiting the number of inductees year to year. Without taking a shot at other schools or other Hall of Fames, a lot of them bring in 12 to 15 people. That's too many. So I think what they've done is they've made it so that you're only going to bring in like five and a couple of teams every year. I like that attitude, and I think it's great. And so everybody who attended last night, I guess you all had a good time. And Jan, you were there, and it was another great event.
It was a wonderful event, yes.
And we started late at Miners Academy to have a Hall of Fame, Jimmy, but they've picked up a lot of traction, and it's second to none.
I think the webcast adds a lot to it because it brings in not only the people in the auditorium, but anybody across the country who wants to watch. So if a friend or relative or former classmates getting inducted and you live in Arizona or Japan, for that matter, you know, you can join in and watch live, too. And this one thing I liked a lot about last night was seeing the members of the 1952, 53, and 54 baseball teams that were there. And, you know, a lot of guys, a lot of that I've known growing up, and a few people have came from out of town, but they were such an accomplished team. And along with just having them there, there was a lot of old photos and press clippings and stuff that you wonder how the heck they get it all together. But that's all on the recording of the webcast at Finger Lakes One if you want to go check it out. And you can jump around. It was 2 hours and 45 minutes. So if you want to just check out a few of the people that you may know personally and watch their speeches. But as usual, that they do a great job. And that committee headed by Rod Berkey and Ted Novak.
Oh, phenomenal.
And Lisa Carasillo and Pete Warmoth. And am I forgetting anybody?
A lot of them, yeah. But John Nicholson. Yeah,
they do John a good Nicholson. Job.
Well, folks, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the St. Anthony Festival, of course, was rescheduled. They were thinking of canceling it, but then they didn't. They moved it from Labor Day, which is the normal date for that fine festival, and they moved it to Columbus Day weekend, which was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, ended last night. I heard the fireworks display. It's a can't-miss for myself and Mary. We always want to go up there for a while. And I was kidding when I opened up the show this morning. The differential was I had a fairly heavy jacket on, and we got there Saturday night around 5 o'clock. I can't imagine what it must have been like at 8:30. It must have been chilly. But the food was spectacular. People were having a good time. I saw Jimmy's mom and dad, and they were bundled up. So, it, you know, it was a little different. But, you know, we didn't get the rains, and, you know, you could put a little extra layer of clothing on and still have a good time. So to all the folks involved in St. Anthony's Festival, I think it did a great job. I enjoyed it, and, you know, it's one of the three that we attend every year. We go to the Sons of Italy one in Geneva. We always go to the St. Mary's one in Waterloo, and we always go to this one. So
I think it would have been easy for them to say, you know, we're just going to call it off this year. And that would have been a shame. And
it was nice.
It was nice to have it. I know my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, 8-year-old, she'll be 9 next month. Yeah. But she got really excited when she got out of school on Friday. Yeah. And we had a good day. And, you know, it was comfortable, you know, during the day, certainly walking around. And if you needed to warm up, there was ham and cheese calzones. Yeah. There was, you know, lots of food to eat to keep you warm. So I thought it was a good job, and I really hand it to that committee for, you know, despite the misfortune of having the wet weather back on Labor Day, to still get it in. I think Columbus Day was a really good idea.
Yeah, and hopefully next year it'll go back to its, revert back to its old date, Labor Day weekend, and temperature will be a little bit warmer. By the way, a few other sports notes before I get back to Jan and to Debbie. The Bills have new ownership. Everybody was excited yesterday. They had that big win against Detroit. They're at home. The weather's perfect. It's an ideal scenario. Go Bills, and they lose. And New England owns this team, it looks like. And unfortunately, the Bills made too many mistakes. And I guess same old when it comes to New England against Buffalo. And it was sort of sad because the ownership had just bought the got approved. They paid $1.3 billion for the Bills. And a sad loss yesterday to New England because New England just seems to have their number. And, you know, Giants last night, Tommy Coughlin, our nearby guy from Waterloo. The story this morning is the injury to Victor Cruz. Could be out the rest of the year. Severe knee injury. The Giants, of course, get walloped by the Eagles. Their adversary, 27-0 if you missed it. You didn't miss much. It was all Eagles, and that was sad. How about those Cowboys? Everybody talks, you know, if somebody's been a Dallas Cowboy fan, and they usually are 2-3 this time of the year, they're 5-1. They went to Seattle, beat the Seahawks, the defending world champions. They looked pretty good in doing that. And Jimmy, SU football, I know that it's sad the fact that we lose the Orange lose their starting quarterback, Terrell Hunt, but, you know, played Florida State. They lose by 18. They had flashes of decent play.
If you look at the stats, we moved the ball as much as they did offensively. Every defense played okay. And we had a freshman quarterback, and they had a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. Yep. So how far can the program be from being to the point where we could compete with the best teams in the country if that's what it looked like in the Dome?
Yep.
And I'll say one thing. I went to the game.
Right.
And At kickoff, the dome was 40% full, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's really disappointing. Sad. Because right off the bat, that's our home field advantage is a loud, full Carrier Dome. It's the loudest stadium in the country when it's full with the roof on it to keep all the sound in.
Sure.
And late arriving crowds, students, that's how it is at noon games.
Yeah.
But students didn't fill in until the end of the first quarter.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah.
And really disappointed in the Syracuse fans and students who were late arriving to the Dome Saturday.
They should have been
dug ourselves an early hole.
Yeah, should have been there early, yeah. That's too bad.
But as far as the program goes, right, it's moving in the right direction despite the losing record that we have right now. And I'm all for A.J. Long, the true freshman, starting at quarterback the rest of the season.
Well, the magic number for SU is 3. They need 6 wins to become bowl eligible. They've been on a bowl streak, having been to a few the last few years. They don't want that to be sputtered. They need 3 more wins. I look at Wake Forest this week. That should be a W. And, of course, then they travel to Clemson. That could be another nightmare because Clemson's got a lot of talent too. But they need 3, and they got Carolina State, Boston College, Pittsburgh. I'm trying to think who else.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. So, hey, the road is tough, but we'll see what happens as the Orange continue. By the way, just a reminder on the speaking of the weekend of the 24th, the 25th, in all the years I've been doing football, basketball games on radio and now the internet, I got to be honest with you, folks. We're doing something unique on the 25th. We're going to my hometown, Lions, and we're going to go to the community center, and we're going to broadcast a sporting event live. What's it? No, it's not football, basketball, baseball. It's roller derby. Roller derby. You ladies ever see roller derby on TV? I watched it way back when they were vicious and throwing these people over the railing and banging them. The Finger Lakes Lunatics, that's what they call themselves. They go by the greatest names, too, by the way. Tough Mama, you know, there's one that's, I think it's Silver AK Assassin, and they dress up with all this heavy equipment on, you know, to protect themselves. They're phenomenal. They travel all over the state and around the country to participate. In they call them bouts. They're not games. Mm-hmm. They're called roller derby bouts. They're going to take on the BC Rollers. They usually get a couple hundred people to show up for the games. It's the last game of the year, Saturday, October 25th. Finger Lakes won when we were curious about their interest. They were on the show a few weeks ago, the two Lunatics. And after the show, I mentioned to Jim, who obviously owns this thing, I said, what about the idea of broadcasting a roller derby game? And I know absolutely very little, only that I remember watching it when I was a lot younger. That's going back a while. But it's pretty interesting. And Jim said, hey, you know, we threw a figure at them. If they could raise the money, we would come out and broadcast it. And they did. So we're going to be broadcasting that game live. But the good news is we got a big crew. Myself, my broadcast partner, Dave Barnick, will be joining me, along with Jeremy Hunt. Right, Jimmy?
Yep.
Jason. And Chris Marcourt will be the director and the producer. Jimmy will be off that night. Chris Marcourt will be setting up and running the show as far as getting everything organized. We're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I guess it's one of the few times I've ever put on a headset to broadcast a sporting event where I've absolutely got very little knowledge of the sport. But, Will, the good news is we have the AK Assassin, the one that's on injured reserve. She's going to be at the broadcast table to explain some of the terms. It should be fun. And they're excited about it. We're excited about going out to broadcast. That's on October 25th. Airtime, I guess, about 6:45, 6:50 in that area. Join us for live roller derby action. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's coming up on the 25th. Let's get back to the Trinity Church Annual Gala. Jan Carousel, of course, Debbie Parado have been nice enough to carve out 30 minutes of their Monday to come in and talk about it. So the title of the gala is Denim and Diamonds, and it's going to be on Friday, October the 24th. Starts at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Music by the Destination Duel. It's $40 per person. I liked your idea of the family-style food, chicken parm, right? That's mm-hmm. good. Tickets available, and you'll be able to get them. Trinity Church, Robinette Jewelers, and the Copy Shop. There's going to be a silent auction raffles, mm-hmm. and you can win a real diamond courtesy of Robinette Jewelers. I mean, I can't think of anything else better to think about, so that should be a lot of fun. And I'm going to check with my wife, Mary, when I get home because I'm trying to think if we got something going on. If we don't, we'd love to come to this. It should be a lot of fun.
We'd love to have you because it should be fun.
It should be fun. And so I'll have to check. I'll check with the boss. You know, us men don't make any decisions without checking with the boss first.
You're well trained.
almost 49 years. Yeah, it'll be 49 years May 7th, God willing. So,
so I got a fun, little funny story. Yeah. The dungarees and diamonds are denim and diamonds, not dungarees, denim and diamonds. Right. But we, at the Santa Claus Country Club, have some dinner events early on, and we're trying to encourage younger folks to come and my wife and her friends. Yeah. And so the Country Club for years has been, you know, you can't wear jeans down there. You need to wear pants. And so early on in the year, we had an event, and my wife and her friends show up, and they were wearing dressy jeans because that's kind of what
They wear.
People our age wear. Even if you're going to the nicest restaurant in Rochester or Syracuse, you might be wearing those. But some of the older members said, would pull me aside and said, "Jimmy, what's up with all these dungarees? What's up with all these dungarees?" And I said, "Guys, I said that's the dress,
the new style
of that's dressy,
that's right.
You know, today."
Sure.
So it's just.
I think it's great. I think it's great. I think it's going to be fun. And again, we want to urge you to get your tickets now for that gala event coming up a week from this Friday night. Ladies, I certainly appreciate you taking time out, and certainly I hope that it's a success, and hopefully we can get there, me and Mary. And I certainly, think into the Trinity Church and what you, Debbie, have talked about and elaborated on, Jan, as far as the church is always there to help, and this gives you an opportunity to raise some extra funds maybe that you can, like you said, Debbie, monetarily help out in addition to giving out physical help. So I think it's a great. And any closing comments would you like to make before we wrap it up?
I think you'll have a wonderful time. Okay. People have been so generous. Mm-hmm. We have a list of over 60 people that have donated in some form.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
And these are not members of the church.
Right.
These are other people, too, that have been included. We should add, the one way you can win that diamond is to buy a glass of champagne.
Ooh.
And for each glass of champagne, you'll receive a little pouch. Ooh. In it will be a gem.
Ah.
And one will be
a real gem.
A real gem.
Oh, one will actually be the diamond.
Well, we don't quite dare do that,
right, right.
But
okay.
There will be a special gem to get the real diamond. Yes.
And in addition to that, you can also win 14 other prizes with
That's
the champagne.
Right.
Oh. We have Pandora bracelets. We have vintage jewelry, 14-karat gold earrings.
And all you have to do is buy a glass of champagne.
Just buy a glass of champagne.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty easy, yeah. That's good. That's good. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. And
and thanks for everything you do for the community.
Yeah,
you mentioned the outreach stuff that Trinity does. Mm-hmm. Not only just being a part of downtown that brings people in, you know, for the aesthetic value of photographing the church and seeing the beautiful bank along Van Cleef Lake, but obviously it's the community outreach stuff is very important nowadays. And so thanks for all you do for Seneca Falls.
That's
We're
right.
Happy to do it.
Well, thanks, Jan Carosella and Debbie Perella, for joining us here on Weber this week. Appreciate you guys taking time out to come in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, take care. All right, folks, well, I appreciate them taking time out. And again, if you'd like to be a guest of our show, I certainly, as you know, we are booked the next 3 weeks through November the 3rd, day before election. Get out and vote. But if you want to come in after that, we have obviously more openings for the rest of the year. Please let us know. Just send on the show page. You can reply to myself and Jim. Send us an email, the topic you'd like to discuss. I don't care where you're from. You want to drive in. You want to do it over the phone if it's inconvenient for you to get here and sit on the couch, as we like to say to our guests. The topic certainly is up to you. If some topic you may think, well, it's not worthy of coming out. Everything's worthy in your own mind, and that's okay. If it's worthy to you, it's worthy to us. We'd love to have you on to talk about it. So, again, this show, we try to keep it as open as possible. We've had all kinds of different guests this year, and next week's a good example. We go from Jan and Debbie to two policemen. Hopefully they'll leave the handcuffs home or in the car. So thanks to Jan and thanks to Debbie for joining us. Take care, everybody. Hey, the weather's supposed to be darn good. Tomorrow near 80 degrees. That's pretty spectacular. So take care, everybody. You enjoy your week. We'll catch you next week for Stu Peenstra along with Tim Snyder. For Jan Carosella and Debbie Prado, the dog says see you later.
FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com.